Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, Lewis.
Simon, welcome back to Peculiar Portions.
And welcome back, viewers / listeners.
Thank you for allowing us to
enter your ears and your eyes
Mess around in there. Just mess around in your brain, like a whisk, whisking up some blancmange.
Oh,
just
what a treat!
Just messing up your head, messing up your ideas and your brain and your thoughts.
Yeah,
and your brain waves,
yeah,
getting all in there like an alien.
It's gonna mess with your mind, man.
That's right, we're about to spin everything out of control.
Your mind is gonna be blown, unblown, mixed up, and fucked.
Reassembled, in molded, frozen, and shaped into a little statue of a hula doll and left on a shelf. Where it one day will be knocked off of the shelf,
broken,
scraped up, put in the bin, taken to a bin site, dumped, and end up on a beach in India. That'll be a nice end for you. What is in the news today?
Wow.
Simon.
I know that you're a fan of Yankee Candles and other associated brands.
I'm not a fan.
You love the scented candle.
I hate the scented candle.
Every time you have a Barthes, you know, you just light a couple of scented candles.
I'm the opposite. It makes me, like, wheezy every time I get one of those stinky-ass things.
You love the lavender midnight. You love that one.
Yes, an orchid blossom.
Yes.
That's one of my favourites.
And a pumpkin spice.
Ooh.
Pumpkin spice candle.
I love a turmeric avocado.
Ooh.
Smoothie candle.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah, that's what all of the hipsters.
Scented candles. They've been popular for a long time.
Well, they say you should, you know, you should watch what you eat. You should also watch what you smell, which you can do with a candle.
That's very true. Yes. Anyway, this story.
It's a new one. I've noticed the date is this year, which is unusual for Peculiar Portions.
The news is...
Well, not news, is it? I mean, it's...
The big breaking news.
But it's not old.
The
It's news in that it's relatively recent, but it's hardly news. None of the things we report
breaking
here.
News. Oh. Alert. Very important news. Listen to me. I am the news.
You need to know this. It's important.
I have news, and it's for yous.
I'm listening. Tell me the news, please.
IKEA are doing a giveaway, a little competition, where you can win a
IKEA,
yes. The Swedish furniture manufacturer and seller of
shit furniture.
Yes. Where you can get a billy bookcase, get a smegma table.
a cummy rug.
Yes, if you want.
Yeah.
If you want.
If you want. They're all available.
Yes.
Yeah. Or, yes.
Very slippery, the cummy rug. You want to be careful. So they're doing a competition at IKEA with scented candles that smell of their famous meatballs.
What did you say?
It smells of their famous meatballs.
Wow. I mean, why?
Or meatballs, if you will.
I'll put those in my jelly wardrobe.
What's a jelly
wardrobe? I don't know. A wardrobe made... I'm just being silly. I'm being silly.
You are being very silly.
It wasn't
Take
rude.
Take this seriously.
It was very silly. So, of course, IKEA meatballs famous.
Yeah. Very cheap.
People in IKEA go to them to have meatballs in the same way that people go to Bunnings for a snack.
That's true, yes.
When we went to a Bunnings in Australia, there was a little barbecue outside and a little queue of people for snacks. Little sausagey hot dogs.
Sausages that look like dog turds.
That's right.
Yes.
And in the same way, these meatballs look like other sort of turd.
They look and also smell like when I feed the cats on a very warm day and they eat the food too quick and then end up puking it up again. Yeah, that's right. Kind of what the IKEA meatballs resembles.
Like. Well, some people, that smell to them, though, it's the smell of home. It's the smell
of my home.
It's
yes.
the smell of joy.
All the cat's sick.
It's cosy. Yeah. In the same way that we, as Hugo. Brits, we enjoy, and Australia too.
Hugo.
Shout out to my
Hugo.
Other friends across the
Hugo.
Other side of the world
that's
down
cozy
there.
In IKEAN.
Yeah, Hugo.
Hugo.
Well,
Hugo.
It's a whole. Anyway, that's a whole thing.
Yes.
But we like baked beans and Marmite, you know. Whereas the Australians would shit themselves. The Americans.
Yeah,
whereas
the Americans got Vegemite. They're down with it.
Americans hate that stuff. The other thing is Greg's. Have you tried the Greg's beans and cheese vegan steak bake thing? It's
no.
awful. Yeah.
Vegan
I mean,
cheese
England.
Is usually dog shit. It's usually absolutely terrible.
It's okay sometimes. They make it with like coconut oil. It's nice. It's not IKEA meatballs.
That's true. It's a very high standard.
But it's, you know, it's fine. Do you think you would buy a baked bean scented candle is my question.
Oh.
Is this just the first in a line of home smells? Smells that make you go, that smells like my home. It's warm, it's comforting.
I don't know if I want baked beans. You know, I would quite like...
Imagine the expatriates living in America who can't get baked beans. They can't get snacks, Marmite.
They can't have a Marmite... Oh my God, Marmite scented candles.
Yeah.
Genius.
Why isn't that a thing?
It may already be.
I bet if we Google it, there's probably like people making their own out of Marmite. Yeah, I reckon it could probably just stick a wick in a jar of Marmite, light it, and the thing would probably be fine.
Oh, God. That's disgusting.
They're probably basically a candle already.
But when it comes to like scented candles, I mean, I think like a really comforting smell is like the smell of like a fire, like a wood fire.
Yes.
And I think that's just the smell of something burning.
That's the smell of a candle.
So that's just the smell of like an unscented candle would kind of be that. So
like the OG candle was just a fire.
Yeah.
I see where you're going. However, it's more of a sustained... I like that, though.
Mm.
What about a candle-smelling candle? A candle that smells like a candle?
That's the same thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about burnt toast? Or like
oh, that make you think you're having a stroke or an aneurysm, though. Oh my god, I can smell burnt toast. Oh god, oh god.
Yeah, like
is
as
my
a,
face okay?
Like as a prank.
That's an awful prank.
What? You could light a little burnt toast candle in someone's house.
That's like gaslighting. Just trying to make people think that they're like ill or something.
Gaslight is different. That's what they use after candles.
I'll put some fucking LSD in their tea as well. So they think they've gone schizophrenic. La 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 la.
People love pranks.
What's the deal with this candle? So there's a sweepstakes
or the
event.
Meatball candle.
You have to be a loyalty club member. It's for the 10 years of their loyalty program existing. Almost 2,000 lucky winners will get one Hividrol meatball candle.
Mmm. And let the sweet smell of meatballs waft through their homes. Well, I don't think it's that bad. It's like the smell of cooking, right? It's not the worst to go to someone's house when they've just cooked.
That's true. Oh my god, what about like baked bread candles and things like that?
Yeah, that sounds like a real one. Well, because obviously certain stores like pump in smells anyway, right?
Yeah.
Like coffee shops pump in like coffee smells and Subway pump in like a bready smell, don't they?
Coffee shops pump in coffee smells.
Well, the thing is you open a jar of coffee and it's got the coffee smell in there. That's all added.
Right.
Yeah, they add like a special coffee smell.
Are you sure about
it? I watched a video about it.
Oh my god. Because they do this with like new cars, don't they? They have a new car scent and it's literally a little spray.
Oh my god.
To make it smell like a new car. Oh my fucking god. Is anything real?
When it comes to smell? What do you mean? Is anything real? When you say is anything real,
if I smell,
and you leave that hanging.
I'm like, if I go somewhere and I smell something, is that a real smell? Or is it just a spray, like a gas that's like evacuated from somewhere?
But is it so bad if it is the smell of the thing? It just enhances it. Do you know what I mean?
Okay,
it's like, it's
true.
Not like you're going to a coffee shop and they're spraying in, I don't know, the smell of ants.
What do ants smell like?
Well,
ants pheromones. They're spraying ant pheromones. The place is crawling with ants all breeding.
Particularly bad example.
Like,
wasn't even. I don't know where that came from, but the smell of something wrong. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Or like, I don't know.
So something weird. Like, what if it just smells like oranges in a coffee shop? Like, that's a nice smell, but you'd go,
can I have an orange? And they were like, sorry, we don't sell oranges here. This is a coffee shop.
I would assume it was like cleaning products. Like they just clean the place. And that's why it smells citrusy.
Right, but sometimes that might work, you know.
Oh my god, then you never have to clean anyway. You just got to spray like a lemon scent or something. And people would be like, oh, this is a lovely and clean place. And the place is just a shithole.
Well, that's deodorant, isn't it?
Oh my god. Yeah, that's why you don't have to shower. All you have to do is use deodorant. And you fool people into thinking you're clean.
Yeah. Well, honestly, like...
Life hack.
It's not... It's pretty... Everyone knows it. It's, you know... It's,
what? No, because they smelled the deodorant and they're like, ooh.
Yeah.
Someone's clean today, aren't they?
But secretly, they're really sweaty under it. And that's all the good... Yeah. That's all the pheromones that get them all excited.
And this is in the coffee shop. None of the staff bathe.
So the coffee shop's full of ants.
Yeah.
They're spraying in.
We made a terrible mistake. There's ants everywhere.
But people are still coming in because they need their Starbucks or whatever the fuck coffee it is. They can't not go in.
I need my kickstart.
Exactly.
Oh, don't talk to me till I've had my coffee.
As they go up to the bar.
The barista is like, what can I get for you today? Don't talk to me till I've had my coffee. Very funny. What can I get you? I said, don't talk to me!
That's right.
Oh, fuck.
Because they order it on the app now. No one talks to anyone.
Yeah.
But it's all right because all the baristas are protected behind big clear glass screens. So
yeah, to protect them.
Yeah, you know, so no customers can get close. And also that allows the customer not to smell, have the mix of smell of the deodorant plus... unwashed.
Do you think they should, if they want the place to look a little bit sort of like fresher, a bit more hip, what they should do is they should add one of those like tints on that plastic window so that they can see out, but we can't see in. It's like they pulled up in a car.
Wow.
Yeah. And also they got the music blaring behind them as well.
Like what? Like a millionaire pulled up in
in like a limo,
tinted,
back of a limo.
Yeah, and they wind it down, and you come down, like, place your order.
Yeah. Do they wheel it down? Well, I guess you don't wheel it down anymore. You push a button.
You have a man to wheel
show
it down
my age
for you.
Yeah.
Wheel it back up. Yes, sir. Because back up. And you order your mochaccino latte frappa banana chino.
Yeah.
With extra froth.
And the thing is, you ordered a banana flavoured coffee. It's a normal coffee. And then they get the banana spray and they just go.
That is it. Yeah.
Gotcha. We've saved 10 pence by not adding a little bit of banana syrup in it.
Well, that 10 pence over the course of millions of customers gives the CEO of Starbucks an extra yacht every 2 years
That's
or whatever.
True.
Do you know what I mean? It's, it adds up
That's
for
true.
Him.
Not for the minimum wage workers.
No, or the consumer.
No.
No, it adds up for him. The c***. You might want to cut that. Sorry. So anyway, plant-based meatballs.
Yeah, that's the next thing.
Oh, the next thing. How?
It looks and tastes like meat, but it's made from plant-based alternative proteins.
Can you smell the difference?
Meat. Meat spray.
It is that.
They don't even need to do that. Because it famously comes in like a creamy sauce. You just get one of the fucking candles, just drip the wax over it.
Yeah.
Bingo. There you go.
The wax could double as the creamy texture.
And the scent / flavour of meatballs. Do the candles taste of meatballs as well?
I feel like we are only... you shouldn't eat candles. Only a matter of time away from replacing... that dystopian ideal of, you know, just generic paste that is, like, flavoured.
Like gruel. Like they ate in The Matrix.
You start with, like, white paste and you mix in, like, 2 drips of meatball flavouring.
Mm.
And it, like, turns it into delicious meatball paste.
Oh, you mean Huel? It already exists.
Yeah, okay, good point. But now I wonder what, like, the base layer is. Is it, like... quinoa or something, or cheaper than that. What's the cheapest base layer?
It's people, Lewis.
Oh
it's
my
people that got
god,
lost in
IKEA meatballs
going
are
going around the fucking labyrinthine network.
Lost IKEA customers.
Yeah.
Well, they don't get lost as much as trapped.
They get lost.
Yeah, that's right.
And then ground up into a paste.
I've been pooping in a fake toilet for weeks.
What?
I'm just thinking about these. Well, the toilets aren't plumbed in, are they, in IKEA? The
oh my god,
toilets.
That's true.
I'm just thinking they're gonna.
Someone who's lost in IKEA.
Yeah, they're.
Oh my god. I was thinking, how does that relate to people being minced down into a paste?
I've been pooping into a fake toilet for weeks! Well, you know, they got to fatten them up somehow before. Mincing them down. Does that work? Does that
like,
make sense?
Yeah, they feed them meatballs.
Right, it's like a cycle.
Yeah.
Ooh, Be quicker just to mince them. I don't think they need fattening up. Do they?
I don't know. It's your fucking idea to fatten them up.
Well, I don't
and
know.
And now you're saying, actually, that's a dumb idea, Simon. Don't even fatten them up.
Let's not fatten them up. Just mince them. Sorry, so... okay, no. Back to where we were before. What is the most... blandest, cheapest, most basic shit that corporations can buy and flavour and sell to us as idiots to consume to give them more money?
So it's like readily available lab-grown proteins. So like mycoprotein is one that's used a lot.
It must be something...
which is just like mould, essentially. They grow a mould and they skim it off every so often. And that's where, you know, corn protein comes from.
That sounds like the awful. That sounds awful.
I mean, it does sound awful.
You have like but these also, huge, like when you rusty think about warehouses where full animal of mold.
Meat. When you think where you, animal meat well, I mean, comes that, from, that's exactly. worse.
I know.
There's a living, breathing creature like Dav here is, you know, hello, Lewis. And then you're like, I want a hot dog.
Clever.
For dinner. And then that's it.
Well, no, that's not it, is it? First, you have to keep him in a tiny cage.
Oh, God.
For, like, weeks on end. Don't listen to this, Daph. And then other stuff happens, which you can watch documentaries about it. Do your best. But I still feel like warehouses full of mould are pretty... That's pretty bad. That sounds yeah. pretty bad.
There's you a know? Lot of, like... I mean, where's all the pea protein coming from? Like, do peas grow really, really quickly?
Yeah, I'd like it to be green instead of brown.
Well, I don't think pea protein is necessarily green.
What do you what?
That's pea? Just like the chlorophyll in the pea, isn't it? So as soon as you break it down, you get rid of all the shit in it that you don't want, all the starches and stuff.
I don't mind.
You're just left with the pure protein, and it's just like a white fucking powder. It could be anything.
That's fine.
Or like a slightly off-white powder, usually.
I'm still fine with off-white. I just don't want it to be brown.
You want a beige powder.
Light, not beige.
That you add water to.
Off-white. No, you can't go from white to off-white. The beige is a... There's a scale.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm cool with green.
It's going to end up shit light brown. Green. Very, very soon.
White. I'm okay with, like, off-white. What beige about, is pushing it.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Like a mushroom colour, you know, that brown, mushroom brown.
Mushroom brown, the kind of colour you might paint your lounge in the 80s.
What about a caramel?
A caramel? Mm-hmm. Too brown. Mm. I think caramel's too brown. Caramel. Caramel.
Yellowy brown, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a kind of pissy poo brown.
Oh.
A blend of pissy and poo, pooey.
Oh my God.
Together. In the IKEA... Unplumbed in toilet. Caramel.
How often do you think they got to clean out?
I think every day.
Every day.
I think probably. Every day someone's...
Like a kid, does it? They don't understand.
Well, they're lost.
They're lost.
They're not getting out. They're desperate. They don't know how long it's going to be until they get round the rest of the circuit of IKEA.
I think there's like an SCP about this, about people being...
There is, there's an infinite IKEA SCP, yeah. You're right. It's a good idea. There's like tribes of people.
Yeah.
Lost.
It could be us one day, Lewis.
We can dream. You've got to think about what would happen if that was you as well. You know, scoffing down those plant-based meatballs.
The candles, just eat. That's all I got is the candles. I managed to find out where they're keeping the meatball scented candles. I'm just slicing it into like, you know, like it's cheese.
Well, they say that taste, that smell is a big part of taste.
Mm.
So if you lit like a candle and you were sniffing away at a meatball candle.
Yeah.
While you were don't eating do something, any of this, something else.
By the way. Yeah. Oh, it's like the tip of... If you don't have money to go to, like, you know, get a curry or something, just get, like, the cheapest loaf of bread you can and then stuff, you know, a bunch of bread in your mouth and then go around and sniff other people's meals. Just run and sniff other people's meals and then run out again.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's like you're eating the curry.
That was way weirder than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be, like, sniff, like, a blend of herbs and spices or it was going to be something...
You're sniffing other people's dinners.
Right.
You're just waiting. That's like pretty weird. Until they get served. And then you just run in through the door. And eating the bread.
And you're chewing on the... Where did you read this life hack? It's mental.
It was Peter Bainham that did this in a sketch. Was it Fist of Fun? I think it was a Fist of Fun skit back in the day.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A whole fistful, I would say. A lot of fun. A fun idea. Should we move on?
It's weird today, isn't it?
It's gone a bit weird.
We're weird. We've been talking a bit about food, haven't we? We've been talking a bit about food.
Yeah.
And one of my favourite... Well, Remember how improv works. Yes, yes and. Yes and. Don't disagree, because then that kills it.
Whatever.
That kills where it's going.
Well, no, but the food.
Immediately.
We haven't been talking about food. We're talking about fucking candles.
Mixing up people.
This is
and
not
meatballs.
Fake food.
The candles smell of meatballs. We were talking about meatballs.
Oh, we
were talking about
really.
Fake meatballs. We were talking about proteins.
All right, sorry.
We were talking about food.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't really consider any of that food. It's not food, is it? It's just processed.
What is food?
Nonsense.
What is
it's
food?
Nothing.
A leaf?
Not.
A berry?
Let's carry on, okay. For goodness sakes.
Okay.
I bet this would smell nice.
So we've been talking about food, Lewis.
A semi...
Shut your whore mouth.
Go on, tell me what's happened, Simon.
What am I... Look, I'm getting there, right? I'm working up to it, right? I'm trying to do... First of all, I tried to do a segue, and then you killed that.
Well, try again. I'll do it this time.
Okay, all right. Okay, now remember, yes, Sam.
Right. I mean, this is not improv, okay. Class.
This is all improv.
No,
we're
it's not.
We're not reading from a script. We're making this shit up.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's just bonkers, nonsense. I can do what I want.
Oh, you're a fucking rebel now, are you? Now you've grown the balls.
I've been kicked out of five improv classes.
After 13 years, you finally have the balls to stand up to me. Oh, my God. Okay. So we've been talking about food.
We have, yes.
One of my favourite foods, Lewis, is a jacket potato.
Yes, and me too. Ooh. I love a potato with a jacket on it. What about you? I also love other potato-based products.
Oh, you're going too far. You're going too far, okay?
Oh, let's stick to jacket potatoes. Sorry, there
was... Okay.
Yes.
And we were also talking about scented candles, and I imagine this would smell very nice as well. See, I stole that.
Yes, I imagine it would. A semi-truck hauling potatoes has caught fire on the I-285 in Lakewood.
Lakewood.
The most American-sounding place.
Don't know where that is.
America.
Lakewood.
Could be anywhere.
But yeah, so it caught fire. All the potatoes baked, and well, no, they burnt. They're all just completely destroyed.
Oh well, I left in too long, probably. If someone had been there, you know, take are
stick
they,
a fork in just to check.
Are they flammable?
Are potatoes flammable?
Yeah, would they burn on their own? Would they fuel themselves as fuel?
Oh, right. I mean, if you leave them in an oven too long, they will burn.
Yeah, but...
Well, I don't think you can just, like, put a wick in one. Like, well, you can use them as a battery, can't you?
Which is a kind of the same thing, isn't it? Only for electricity instead of light.
There probably is a way. If you ran an electric current through one, it would probably catch fire. Does that count as it being flammable?
Yeah, well...
Don't know.
I don't know. Certain... Things will be fuel. Well, I'm not saying we should use potatoes as a source of fuel moving on into the future.
Just, not after this.
I'm
because
just wondering
clearly
if...
there was something happened. The potatoes bumped against each other too much and they just went off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like,
the whole thing
like a
fire.
Friction thing.
Yeah.
Because they were jiggling around in the heat. Is that what happened?
I mean...
A potato spark.
I guess so.
It's not like...
I mean, maybe it says in the article, it sounds plausible.
We could just, as we normally do, read the first sentence and speculate wildly, and then have the article tell us nothing.
Look at this, the embedded tweet, the text is, like, massive and orange for some reason.
Yeah, we don't know why this is, but...
It kind of looks like this is the fire department.
It's West Metro, of course, another very American-sounding place for a city that we've never heard of, probably.
They are shouting as well. Oh, shall I do it?
Yeah, you do it in the cop voice.
It's not cop, it's a fireman.
Well,
fireman.
What's the difference? In the voice, I mean, not...
Oh, almost said something bad there, Lewis. Almost said something bad.
I saved you.
Okay, so the fireman said on social media, our crew torched a semi-truck on highway. Our crew torched.
Our
it sounds
crew.
Like they set it on fire. Our crew torched a semi-truck on Highway 285 near Sims tonight. When the driver saw the smoke, it overturned, then the truck caught fire. No casualties, but the vehicle was a total loss. A fuel tank broke and our hazmat team controlled the spill. Potatoes were loaded in the truck. Our crew torched.
When the driver saw the smoke, it overturned.
None of this makes sense. Our crew torched.
This is gibberish. Near Sims.
Does torched mean something different in American? Because in the UK, that means you set fire to something. If you torch something.
Are they admitting to arson here?
I mean,
our lads were out on the town tonight and we torched a truckload of fucking potatoes.
This happened the same day.
Oh my God.
As the IKEA candle thing.
I think we're through the looking glass here.
Coincidence?
We have, like, shattered the illusion of reality and we've broken through to the other side.
We've shat on it as well.
We've uncovered the real truth. IKEA is behind the potato fire.
Is that to stop Big Potato?
Oh, think about it, Lewis. Fucking think about it. If you eat lots of baked potatoes, you're not going to want any meatballs.
There's no room.
And then why go to IKEA? All they have is shit furniture.
And, you know, you've already got tons of that falling over, crushing your kids.
Also, you've got to be careful, because if you eat too many baked potatoes, you know, and then you get in your car, you may want to be sick, and then you'll have to get out of the car, not put the handbrake on, and then get run over by your own car, which is what happened to that guy from E17. Brian Harvey, wasn't it?
No, it was another one.
Was it the other one?
Yeah.
I think it was Brian Harvey.
Was it? Maybe it was. Was it?
Ran over himself.
Was it Tom? He ran over himself. It was a very sad time. It's not funny.
It's not funny. I'm not laughing about it, Lewis.
How do you think his family feel about him being run over by his own car?
They're probably like, Brian, should have only had two jacket potatoes, not three.
Oh, exactly. It's a jacket. What you can draw is a direct line here between jacket potatoes and idiocy.
Are you saying that potatoes make people stupid? Or there's a correlation. The more potatoes you
eat... I'm just following the science.
Ooh. Okay. No, that's just, it's like a triggering phrase.
Oh my God.
Many people on social media cracked jokes about this.
I know. It's.
And it even names one of them, Donna Faris Bellamy. Bellamy? Donna Faris Bellamy on Facebook said, fire plus potatoes equals baked potatoes. Anyone have butter and sour cream? Sour cream?
You don't need butter and sour cream, do you?
She must be American. She must be.
Is this now standard? They just people on Facebook will say stuff like that and they'll put it in articles.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. Yeah.
Just unrelated idiots commenting on stuff. West Metro Fire. Let's find out where it is. Lakewood.
Lakewood.
Colorado.
Oh, okay. Well, there are lakes and woods there. There it is. Look.
Is that the potato fire?
This is the potato fire.
Is
it? We've got a fire engine. We've got a fire. We've got a cab that's being put out. You know, guy's spraying it with a hose. It's a nice looking cab on the thing. Okay, let's look at... Should we see the replies? Well, that's a hot potato! Baked potatoes, anyone? I was wondering why I smelt baked potatoes.
And it wasn't the candle.
They all sat and ate baked potatoes after, thankful for no injuries.
Is that true?
I'm sure the crew was fried after that one.
Well.
Wow, look, like four retweets on this. Four retweets.
It's big news.
It's big news. Everyone's been talking about it.
Well.
Well, clearly that's not the case. So clearly that's not the case. The numbers don't hold up
no.
at all with that.
Is this just a marketing opportunity? You know, because nowadays everyone, you know, has their own viral success.
Mm.
Should the West Metro Fire Department be bringing out a potato baked potato scented candle?
Yeah.
To capitalize on this new growing audience.
We could combine social media and baked potatoes and create a baked potato version of Facebook.
How does that work?
$1 billion idea.
Well, no, before...
$1 billion idea.
So just run me by how it
billion
works.
Dollars, please.
Okay.
$1 billion.
Well, sure. I'll give you the billion. Here's a look. I've just happened to have it lying around. Here's $1 billion.
Thank you.
There you go. Set it up.
Okay. What? No.
Well, you need to.
No, I'm the idea guy. I'm not the tech guy.
Well, just spin me
Do
an
I
idea.
Do I look like a nerd?
Just spin me an idea about baked potato Facebook.
Okay, so. As you know, Facebook, all people ever do on there is post things they're eating. And really dodgy political shit as well.
Right.
What if we just take away the negativity of the politics and all we're left with is meals? But on Potato Book.
Right. Is this a physical platform?
Or Baked without the E. Will be the name of the app. Baked
Book.
Baked Book.
Right.
You just upload pictures of the potatoes that you enjoy.
Could it be that most people on Facebook already resemble some potato in some way? They have like a round, pale face.
I think what we should do is we should incorporate that into people's avatars on our platform, on Bakebook.
Everyone has a potato-based...
Yeah. Everyone's got a potato, because potatoes have got eyes.
What you could add is like a kind of... we could have a brand sponsorship with Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
Hold on. And you could build Walkers? Like a little me for your Walkers.
Yeah.
Well, that would get people exercising. It's all about that now.
Yeah.
As well. You know, because that's famously...
Or Lay's, if you're American.
Right. Different. Very, very different. Ours is active. Theirs is more
lying
sedentary.
Down. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I wonder whether, like, you know, you could assemble your profile picture like a me from the Mr. Potato Head parts.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea. And that is a $1 billion idea, Lewis. And luckily, I've got this $1 billion that you gave me earlier right back at you.
Thank you. Well,
now we're square. Neither of us are billionaires.
No. We're clearly not square.
We're round, like a potato.
Indeed.
Yeah.
You know, we've got to stick to our branding. We can't say the S word.
Spud?
No.
Oh. I mean, it's going to be very difficult. Oh, had a cracking spud today. And Bam. Then they just get banned.
Yeah.
They're gone.
No, spud is fine. That's like the okay. cute, that's a cute word. That's good, we want that. We need to have like a range of emojis.
That are all potatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the thumbs up,
is a potato.
Is a
chips.
It's chips. It's a packet of chips.
It's chips
with a big chip on one side.
This is such a good idea because people love potatoes.
Well,
we need to find a way to really monetize it though.
Because that's where we need to sell our data to the big potato.
Yeah, we've got to sell our users' data.
So they know...
But unfortunately, all the data is going to be about potatoes. And I think that might be...
Well, this is why I'm thinking it has to go to the only client possibly could be Big Potato.
Who is Big Potato?
The fucking faceless corporation that runs potatoes.
Is the Big Potato King Edward?
Oh my God, you genius.
Holy shit.
You better be careful saying that kind of stuff, you know, you're gonna be mashed.
Boy, 420 boys.